Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, VP of Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. We're talking about the regulatory state in Washington, D.C., and he's got good news, folks. I promised you. I told you in the beginning of the hour he was going to bring us good news. He says regulations have stopped.
That's right. They've stopped, and you've got to cross one finger.
In 19 years, you've never been able to say that before.
No, you never have. And I was comparing the numbers from what Obama had done during the – if you look at Trump's first 100 days, and then you look at the same 100-day period last year under Obama, they virtually have stopped under
Here's
Trump.
My question like for you. Here's my question for you, Wayne.
Yep.
What was going on? What is – how do you assess – an administration that couldn't stop making regulations with an administration that doesn't create them, and yet nothing, nobody died, nobody, we're not falling through the, you know, the earth isn't falling out of orbit. What does that say about the, about either one of those two administrations?
Your reaction to that right now is exactly the kind of thing I would ask people. I said, do you realize that there hadn't been any regulation this year? Trump put a freeze on everything. It hasn't happened. Anything that comes out needs to be offset in its cost. Plus, any new regulation has to have two, at least, removed. That's what his executive order calls
right.
for. And people just go, huh, wow, I hadn't realized that. I said, well, you're still walking around. You know,
yeah.
You have to stop. But look, but you know when you have conversations like that, free enterprise doesn't mean that companies just get to run around and do whatever they want to do.
That's right.
Regulation isn't necessarily what comes out of an alphabet soup agency. Regulation
well, see, my,
depends on a lot of things.
My point in all that is,
yeah.
I felt like the Obama administration said we have that, like they had it in for us. That they said, you know what? We're not going to let those people operate like they want to. We're going to encroach on them. We're going to oppress them. We're going to put our thumb. We're going to put our foot on their neck as much as we can, even with frivolous things, things that made no sense at all, and they did it just because they could. And I'm going to tell you something, Wayne. I got to say it, folks. I wasn't. And again, this is policy. Now I'm talking about that was a hateful thing to do.
Well, I'll tell you, there really is a mindset, and it remains the mindset that thinks it's more efficient to have government do things. It's more efficient to have government decide on net neutrality over the Internet, which is a big fight going on now. And that exists, and it's real. There really is that frame of mind. And the reason I've told you I think we really need to fix it and change that mindset now is because so much of the new wealth creation taking place is in such technologically advanced areas, you know,
right.
frontier economy things. Robotics and artificial intelligence,
right,
and on down the line. And if we keep the old regulatory mindsets, it's too easy to treat those new industries as if they're public utilities. You can easily imagine it happening with driverless cars, where
mm-hmm.
you get a couple of big vendors, they make deals with federal government and state governments, and suddenly there are only a couple of monopoly car companies that get these government franchises to operate. Same thing with drones. And
mm-hmm.
so those kinds of things worry me a lot, because you and I have talked about issues like network deregulation with telecom and with electricity and how much capability there is to free things up. And I still think that's the case. The problem now is, you know, we were talking about President Trump freezing regulations. The problem now is this does depend on Congress taking some action to cement in place what he has done and to do a few extra things. The reason I was saying that before, you had a better environment. You said we've been doing this 19 years. Well, back then they were doing the unfunded mandates, the Congressional Review
right.
Act, and so forth. That was the last time that we clamped down on this kind of government overreach. And it was Jim, it was really bipartisan. You had you had Senator Reid, Senator Carl Levin speaking in favor of unfunded mandates reform and the Congressional Review Act, the very one that now we have those 13 controversial Trump resolutions of disapproval.
Yeah.
That was the kind of mindset. Right now, I think the tax reform debate is so complicated, and things that things have been kind of poisoned with the nuclear option on Gorsuch and the Obamacare debate, and then just heated things going on, like what's happening now with respect to these supposed revelations to Russia and this Comey memo that
right.
I guess we'll be seeing.
And don't forget the full-on unrelenting attack on Trump by the media. They make
they're
not even pretending to be even-handed and intellectually honest, are they?
It's amazing.
Have you ever seen anything like this in your life?
I have not, and people who are older than me, there are a couple. they tell me they haven't either. But once
this dangerous to our to our government, to our country? What's going on right now?
Well, I think it is. But I do think we're in a different environment, and we've talked about this a little bit before, too. We're in a little bit different environment with respect to having the Internet, which means you don't have to listen to the two or three or four big media vendors. There are alternatives. I think that's one of the reasons why net neutrality is controversial. The Internet's the one outlet that the far left doesn't control. And net neutrality, in my view, would let them control it to a large degree. They would go
which I want you to talk about, which is exactly what I want you to talk about when we come back. I want you to give us, want you to give us a report on where net neutrality is. Folks, we got a new FCC chairman, Chairman Pry, replaced Ron Wheeler, who I think tried to do a good job, but Obama wouldn't let him. Obama kept jerking him around. We're going to see what how things are rolling out with the net neutrality debate. This is very important and critical to us. Out here on Main Street. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.